We're going to take a moment now to revisit some of the big themes in tech this year. Joining me are two members of NPR's tech team, Alina Selyuk here in Washington. Hiya.
Hello.
And Aarti Shahani in San Francisco. Hi, Aarti.
Hi.
Alina, let's start with the theme of an open internet, one that you've been tracking this year.
Right. These are the rules that tell internet service providers they can't play favorites with any websites. And it was a big debate this year. It was so huge, President Obama got involved. Millions of people wrote to the Federal Communications Commission and at one point actually crashed their servers. In the end, the final rules really expanded the FCC's authority over internet providers. And now they're being challenged in courts for the third time in less than a decade. And the issue may actually go on to the Supreme Court.
Another big policy issue for you this year, drones.
The Federal Aviation Administration is tackling that one, and they really rushed this year to come up with a way to keep track of these devices. And actually, starting today, you're not supposed to fly a drone without registering yourself as the owner of the drone in a government database. We don't know how well this will work, but it will be a huge deal after the holidays when people buy hundreds of thousands of these things.
Those are a couple of big tech policy stories. Aarti Shahani, what's been the big story of 2015 for you?
Well, the two big stories on my mind, in terms of technology that I've tried out that really made me feel like, oh, this is making history, I have to say this year it was Tesla's self-driving car. I actually went into a car, a Model S, and with my hands off the wheel, the foot off the accelerator, I was on the highway and the car was driving me. Now, the real kicker is how the car gets smarter as a driver. Each Model S is gathering information about road conditions, human driver behavior, and pinging it over to a central bank. From there, computers mash it up and look for lessons, basically given what the entire fleet of cars is seeing, what software updates should we, in this case Tesla, roll out to make the cars drive better. That is artificial intelligence, machine learning. So that blew me away.
You've also covered stories which are a little less encouraging about tech, and that is it was another big year of security breaches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a terrible year for cybersecurity. Most notably, Anthem, the health insurer, was breached. Roughly a third of Americans' personal data stolen. There was the Office of Personnel Management. There was the adultery website Ashley Madison. In many breaches, the data was not encrypted, which is bonkers. We're in 2015. Encryption should be a norm, but it's not. And arguably, the penalties for companies just aren't high enough to force them to clean up their acts.
Aarti Shahani in San Francisco, Alina Selyuk in Washington on the year 2015 in tech. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.